Here's a look at some of your closing markets on this Wednesday, the 19th day of March. Take a look at the Missouri Stocker Formula, 5,666 head with a weighted average weight of 545.19 pounds. Price value of 360.21. That's $1.08 higher than Tuesday's formula price. Estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection today. Kind of on the light side due to some blizzards and winter weather that went through Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa today affecting some of the slaughter plants. Cattle on Wednesday, 96,000 head, down 27,000 head from a week ago, down 19,000 head from a year ago. Wednesday's hog slaughter at 377,000 head. That's down 112,000 from a week ago, down 111,000 head from a year ago. Tuesday was cattle auction day at the Unionville Livestock Market, 1,656 head. No recent sale for the last 3 weeks there, but the feeder steers and heifers all sold sharply higher, with most of the classes seeing $15 to $25 higher as they had to do some catching up with the market there locally. The steers, medium and large ones, 400 to 500 pounds at 390 to 408, 5 to 6 weights at 336 to 403, 6 to 7 weight steers at 320 to 361, some thin up to 370, some 7 to 8 weights, 295 and a half to 315.75, 8 to 9 weights at 286 to 293.60. Feeder heifers, 400 to 500 pounds at 331 to 372, 5 to 6 weights at 305 to 340, 6 to 7 weights at 288 to 312, 7 to 8 weights, 264 and a half to 286. Closing futures markets on the Chicago Board of Trade, May corn up 3 1/4, 462, July at 469 and a quarter, up 1 1/4, September 445 and a quarter, down 2. May soybeans 4 1/2 lower, 1008 1/4, July at 1021 1/2, down 1 nickel, August 1018, down 5 1/2. Wheat contracts, May at 563 1/2, down 1 1/2, July at 580, down 2, September 596 and 3/4, down 2. On the Mercantile Exchange, live cattle, April up $1.45, 206.82, June at 202.85, up 185, August $200.07, up 137. Feeder cattle for March up $1.85, 286.82, April at 286.72, up 217, May at 287.50, up 225. Lean hogs for April, 85.57, down 202, May down $1.50, 88.70, June 96.50, down 85. With the Missouri Department of Agriculture, that's your farm news. This is Tony Hancock.